everybody, to the world's second best pinball podcaster, your host, Kaneda. Happy morning, happy afternoon if you joined me for the Patreon Live at like 3:30 in the morning. Went to bed last night really early. It was good. My circadian rhythm, I just listened to my body. I go horizontal and I'm out cold. I woke up and I thought to myself, how could you? You know, I can't shake it. I know it's like beating a dead horse, but how could you, Stern? How could you take the easiest assignment in the world and fumble it? You make a Transformer game without Optimus transforming. We knew it was in the plan. It was in the blueprint. And I could never own the game now. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not even going to buy an LE of the game. I'm not going to support a company that can't execute a non-negotiable. This is a fatal flaw execution, in my honest opinion. I don't care how fun it is. I could never play Transformers, look down at that game, and not feel what could have been. Name me another game where you've stood over it and you're looking down at it and something is just such a miss. And you knew they engineered it to be one way, and yet you bought it in a way that doesn't do anything. Name me another game. When we bought Jaws, I didn't buy Jaws, but a lot of people did. When people bought Jaws, that shark, yeah, it didn't eat the ball, but they didn't yank out a working shark that ate the ball at the 11th hour. So I'm also feeling like, and I'm looking at this new car Ferrari just launched, that's hideous, and everyone's making fun of it, this EV car for $640,000, and I'm feeling something in the world. I'm feeling like a brand needs to work extra hard to justify the prices of all of these luxury goods. Pinball is, on a smaller scale, a luxury good. And if you want to maintain your audience, you have to keep providing the right kind of value. And I think what's happening in pinball right now is really exciting because we're about to get, I think, both ends of the spectrum. Stern Pinball came out with Transformers. Within 30 days, we're going to see Sonic the Hedgehog from Jersey Jack. And I think both companies couldn't have a different design philosophy. I think Stern Pinball designs things to be good enough. They're getting a little bit better in certain areas. The code is great when they actually get it out the door. But look, I'm looking at my Pokemon right now. Another month has gone by. Zero code updates. The last code update was insignificant. The topper, which was supposed to come out right away, is still not out. So what are they doing every day? There's a whole team of people working on Pokemon code. They're not doing anything that's reaching consumers. I'm really worried. How can Transformers have 10 times more in it code-wise, and the game came out after Pokemon? So yeah, I'm not a very happy camper. And when I see 40 Pokemon LEs for sale, yeah, I don't think a lot of other people are very happy as well. Because if Pokemon code was insane on day one, and the game was as great as it might be one day, then yeah, those guys probably could have scalped those machines for more money. They're never going to get it. And Sonic's going to take the wind out of the sails of not only Pokemon, but also Transformers. But I'm starting to hear things, rumblings, if you will, whispers in the dark. I think a lot of people, not the newbies, because the newbie guys are still like unsure what the heck they just became a part of. And I mean that. Like, there's newbies, even as of yesterday, people are like, so is Sonic going to be the voices from the movie? And I'm like, wait a minute, you're a member of Kaneda's Pinball Podcast. I talk about this every day. Now, speaking of newbies, I want to welcome everybody that just joined Kaneda's Pinball Podcast this month. We've got Max Fry, Ramp Master, Justin,